Good afternoon and welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hastie. Encourage you to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Of course, you can tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 right here on News Talk 790 KFYO, KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pop app. Coming up on Tuesday's edition of the program, candidate for governor in the state of Texas, Tom Paakin, will be my guest. We'll talk about his campaign, some of the latest news affecting the state of Texas, and get his thoughts on things. There's a lot going on. Start off talking about an issue that I discussed this morning that revolves around the Lubbock City Council. Mayor Glenn Robertson ticked off, and other members of the city council, I'm sure, ticked off that meetings are now lasting until the wee hours of, 11 p.m. They're about 11:30. In other words, it messes up the Golden Girls reruns that they can't go home and watch, and they really, really like watching the Golden Girls, especially Councilman Jim Gerlt, who apparently just yawns his way through the council meeting after about 10:30 at night. Don't blame them. It does get a little bit late, but you think by now those folks would be used to staying up a little bit late. Mayor Glenn Robertson coming up with a plan last Friday that he posted on his Facebook page that would separate the public comments section of the city council meeting from the business part of the city council meeting. In other words, what would happen is citizen comments would remain on Thursday evening. You would be able to go in and express yourself. But because so many of you have been doing that and showing up and expressing yourself, making council members very, very nervous, they will now move the council meeting, the business part of the council meeting, where they actually take votes, to Friday morning. You know, when you can't show up because you're at work. Bad idea from the Lubbock City Council. Hopefully, I really do hope that Mayor Glenn Robertson will revoke this and decide that he does not want to go forward with this idea. It's a bad idea. Lots of people have been showing up to the city council meetings and getting involved. That's a process that needs to continue. More and more people need to get involved. If members of the Lubbock City Council don't like staying up till 11 or 11:30 or, God forbid, midnight, then they can resign or they don't have to seek re-election. Public officials often forget who they work for. They work for us. They work for the people. In this case, the people of Lubbock. And just because they don't want to stay up late, that's not a good enough excuse to move meetings to the morning when they can cover up things quite easily, especially on a Friday when people aren't paying attention to the news on Saturday or Sunday. They have to wait till Monday in order to find out what exactly went on. Bad move by the city council. Hopefully they will look at this and do away with this idea. Very disappointed in Mayor Glenn Robertson that he even came up with this idea. I hope that he will see the light and that they will just get over it or decide to resign. Either one, get over it. Get over it. If you don't want to stay up late, you don't have to be paid $25 a month to sit on the city council. Looking ahead at some other news, some things that we'll talk about tomorrow, Texas Tech University and Lubbock, Texas in the national spotlight. The Daily Caller picking up on KLBK's news story just the other day about a Tech student who is the first American to have his driver's license photo taken while wearing a pasta strainer on his head. The student, Eddie Castillo, pulled the stunt off by claiming to practice pastafarianism. I don't know. It's like he's a Rastafarian with pasta or something. According to KLBK, this is because he belongs to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. No, this is a real story. I swear this is not from The Onion. Castillo told DMV officials that the silver metal pasta strainer is a religious symbol for him, and they bought it. Quote, "Once she allowed me to put the pasta strainer on my head, I took the biggest, cheesiest smile I probably ever took," he reminisced to the Lubbock CBS affiliate. The pastafarianism is satire. Its proponents seek to illustrate their belief that government should avoid promoting any single religion. I'm sure Texas Tech and this kid's parents are very, very proud. DPS going to be looking into this. Probably will have him come in and redo the picture without a pasta strainer on his head. I would love for Tech to throw him out for being stupid, but if we threw out every single Tech student that was stupid, there wouldn't be very many left. On the worldwide stage, the national stage, the United States is now absolutely claiming that chemical weapons were used in an attack in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Monday that the use of chemical weapons in attacks on civilians in Syria last week undeniable, and that the Obama administration would hold the Syrian government accountable for what he called a, quote, moral obscenity that shocked the world's conscience. Really? People are shocked that Syria would gas its own people? Maybe it's just me, but I'm not really that shocked by it. And I want to know exactly what the United States is going to do here. Why the United States all of a sudden feels as though they have to get involved. Of course, chemical attacks, chemical weapons being used, absolutely horrific, should never be used. But it's not like the Syrian government weren't killing their own people to begin with. The Syrian government were bombing their own people, cutting off their heads. By the way, so are the rebel groups that are doing the exact same thing. Maybe they haven't used chemical weapons, but they are killing innocent civilians. So who is the United States going to back in this? And what is the United States exactly going to do? Are we going to take charge and write a strongly worded letter and wait for the United Nations to step in? Or are we going to lob some missiles into Syria? All remains a big question of what we should do, who we should back in that part of the world. It's up to me. I still say we need to sit it out. Yes, it's terrible what happened. Yes, I understand the United States, the world police, and the world's conscience, but I don't know. It just seems like to me all too often the United States gets into bed with folks that we're going to be fighting in a future war, and it happens way, way too often. Want to know what you think? You can send me an email, chat@kfyo.com. Find me on Twitter @ChadHTRadio, and of course, tune in to the Chad HT Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.